Welcome to In the Community with Tiffany K.
And we're back with In the Community. I'm Tiffany K. And this week I have Casey Hollins with me from the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having us on again.
Of course. I love having you on because I always learn helpful hints and tips and tricks when it comes to saving money and energy in my home. So I was ready for this one today.
Good. I'm excited to share some new tips.
Well, Casey, let's start off with, what is your role at the Rappahannock Electric Co-op?
Well, I'm the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations. So we get to share important information like I'm going to share with you today and plan a lot of community engagement and member engagement activities and just help make sure that the right information is getting out to our members so they're well informed.
Awesome. Well, like I said, I'm excited to hear a lot of this information, especially as we go into the fall and the winter months. I'm sure a lot of people are looking to save some extra money because, of course, those bills are going to be a little bit higher during this time. So let's just start off right there. We are heading into fall and winter. I know it doesn't feel like it just yet, but we are. So should, you know, Rappahannock Electric Cooperative members be expecting higher bills during this time?
Yeah, I think the seasonal temperatures right now are what is really the tricky thing for what people can expect. We've definitely had a lot milder temperatures than we normally see this time of year, but winter is just around the corner. And the key to that is just being prepared and making sure that you know what to do when the temperatures do, or if they do, start to drop to those much cooler temperatures that we're used to experiencing during that time of year. So I can't say for sure that the member bills are going to be higher because of the mild temperatures that we've been having. So because of that, it's actually a good thing that our member bills, at least in the next month, might be lower than they normally would experience.
And that will be pretty nice, especially on some people's bank accounts, because I know it's been a hard time lately.
It has been. And anything that we can do to help ease that, we always try. And hopefully the power cost decrease that we implemented back this summer is still, you know, being a beneficial decrease that members are seeing on their electric bill.
And I want to get to that in just a few minutes about how what can happen if a member is struggling to pay their electric bill as well. But before we get to that, we were speaking about winter. You said it's right around the corner, which is true, and it is approaching. So what are your tips for how members should be preparing for the winter?
Well, it's key to really make sure that you know how to use your heating and cooling system appropriately, and the way that you manage that is through your thermostat. And I think I might have shared how important it is to have a programmable thermostat before, but during the winter, you really want to try to keep your thermostat setting at the lowest comfortable temperature, and we really recommend that temperature be around 68 degrees. And if you can't adjust it that low, we understand, so pick the lowest comfortable temperature for your household and set it at that temperature and don't fluctuate. That will really help you keep control of your energy costs when the temperatures do start to drop.
Okay. And when the temperatures do start to drop, if there for some reason is a winter emergency or a power outage or, you know, different things that happen during winter that can be kind of scary, what is it that you all suggest doing? But I know obviously creating an emergency plan is probably the first step, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. If there's ever any type of situation where you might be without power during the winter, you want to make sure that you have all of the essential items that you might need to be comfortable during that time. And I can go through those in depth if you would like. Things like making sure you have an alternate heating source, of course. We recommend for those who can that you have a backup generator, or for those who have a home generator, that will certainly come in handy. But there are other means to provide heat, like a fireplace or a wood-burning stove. So if you don't have something like that, you might want to consider having a plan in place for where you can go to a relative or friend's home that may be able to accommodate you during that hopefully temporary, very short time period while we work to make repairs and restore power.
And speaking of that time, as you said, you guys are going to be working on making repairs to restore power if this were to happen. How do members of the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative stay informed during this?
We provide a lot of information through a lot of different channels for our members. We send out text alerts, and we have actually just updated our outage communication system. So everybody that we have a mobile phone number on file for will now automatically receive outage text alerts to keep them informed during a power outage. So it also allows the member to text back to us and ask questions if they have them. So that's an easy at your fingertips way to stay connected. We also have a very informative outage map on our website, and our website is myrec.coop. So during an outage, members can check the map and they can see really what the impact might be across our entire 22-county service territory, where crews are working and what the estimated restoration times are. The map and the outage text alerts are aligned, so you should be getting those proactive notifications. If someone doesn't have their phone number on their mobile phone number on file with us, we encourage them to get that updated so we can make sure that they're added to get those notifications.
And those are some great ways. You all have a lot of different ways to stay involved, because you never know when a power outage happens. The last thing you want to be is the person without any information of what's happening and what's going on. So the fact that you're also able to text back and ask certain questions, I think, is such a great improvement and a difference between Rappahannock Electric Cooperative and other companies as well.
Well, thank you. We certainly hope that it's a valuable tool and resource. We also push information out across social media so folks can stay connected with us on all of our social media channels as well.
And the handle for that is?
It's different for every platform.
I hit you with a hard one.
Right. If you go on any of the channels and you just search Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, you can find us there easily.
Okay, perfect. Now, before we move off of winter right now, do you have any other additional winter saving tips when it comes to Rappahannock Electric Cooperative?
Absolutely. I want to remind people how important it is to check your air filters every month, every 30 days. And if or when they're dirty, that's the time to replace them. Some people have it flagged as something that they do on a monthly basis. So if you're doing that, great. If you're not, we encourage you to start checking and replacing those filters when they're dirty. It will make sure that your heating and cooling system works as efficiently as possible and helps keep your energy costs down. It's a perfect time of year right now to be outside, and a lot of people are doing work to clear up debris and things for the fall. So check around your outdoor heating and cooling system for any debris or shrubbery that may need to be cleared away. And again, that helps improve efficiency and control costs. And you'll want also to consider if you need to check your ductwork. Obviously, some people have that skilled do-it-yourself capability. If not, you may want to call in someone who can help you, a professional that can check and make sure that your ductwork is well insulated. Another easy tip is to make sure that you open the drapes and the curtains during the fall and winter. This lets the sun shine in and it helps keep the interior of your home warm. And that's a great way to help save energy during this time of year. If a home had a window air conditioning unit, now's the right time to take that window unit out for the season. And that will, help prevent any air leaks, that cold air leaking in. Always check the fireplace and make sure that the seals are tightly sealed and that any dampers are closed. When you're in your home, a lot of people turn ceiling fans on and they leave the ceiling fans on all the time. But ceiling fans really don't affect the temperature in the room. They make people and pets in the rooms feel cooler and more comfortable. So if you're not in the room, make sure you turn the ceiling fan off if you're trying to cool down. And remember, there's a switch on your ceiling fans as well that can help generate warmer air. So if you would like your ceiling fan to do that, flip that switch to adjust the way the ceiling fan spins to generate warmer air.
I have to say, that's actually one of the tips that you gave to us last time as well that stuck with me, was the ceiling fan, because I used to always keep it on and I never realized that it really didn't do anything unless I'm in there. So I've already saved money that way by not doing that all the time. So I thank you for that, for saying it again, because I was going to be like, that's the one I still remember.
Good. I'm glad that was helpful.
And what about just thinking about the colder weather coming, the use of space heaters, is that suggested or not? Because I've heard two different sides to the story.
They're use at your own risk, because they can definitely be a safety hazard. So if you are and you do want to or need to use a space heater, Make sure that you have them safely positioned away from anything flammable that could catch on fire. The biggest and most challenging thing with a space heater is the amount of electricity that they use. So it can really drive the cost for your power bill up significantly, especially for those people that will have a space heater, turn it on and leave it on for extended periods of time. So you kind of want to use the space heater, if you are, in the same way that you would use a ceiling fan. If you're sitting in the room with the space heater for that period of time, sure, you can leave it on and use it while you're there. But when you get up to leave and you leave the room, turn that space heater off, because it's not providing the benefit to cooling the overall, to heating the overall environment. It's keeping you comfortable. So just keep in mind how expensive the use of a space heater can be on your power bill and whether or not you really want to incur that additional expense.
Great information we're getting right now from Casey Hollins with the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, I've already learned a lot about saving money right now, but I do want to talk about, what if a member with the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative is struggling to pay their electric bill? What are different ways that you are all able to help?
So we know that our members are struggling and that there are a lot of challenges in the world today. And we at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative are certainly experiencing some of those same challenges with rising costs and supply chain struggles. And we have member service representatives that are on staff, local member service representatives that are likely your neighbors and friends that are ready to talk to you and help any member through a challenging situation. They're available every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And again, I know some people may not want to have to talk to a person, and it may be uncomfortable to talk about the challenges that you're going through. So we understand that. There are other ways that you can get the help that you need. We have online tools that will allow you to make a payment arrangement. So if you can't make your payment right now, you can go online using what we call MyREC Smart Hub, and you can set up a payment arrangement. You can also do that on the phone through our automated phone system. So you don't have to talk to a person and reveal a lot of information. And then there's other tools unrelated really to us. For example, Virginia 211. That is a system that allows anybody to reach out and find assistance for whatever their situation may be. And the organization will help point you to local organizations that have dollars available for things like energy assistance and helping to pay bills like rent, et cetera. So you can go online to Virginia 211, or you can call 211 and get pointed to those organizations right in your local community that can help. We also have a program called Budget Billing, and that allows a member to enroll, and then their bill is more consistent for 6 months, and then it'll adjust. And then for the next 6 months, it will be consistent. So the reason it does that is it looks back at your energy use and creates a budget plan for what we predict you will use in energy and what your energy costs will be. The reason it changes after 6 months is to adjust for any differences that may have occurred if you used more electricity than normal, because you still have to pay for the energy that you use. But it does help you have a better idea of what your bill is going to be month to month to month, as opposed to, not necessarily knowing if you're not keeping track of your energy use.
And, you just mentioned a few moments ago about the Smart Hub. Can we talk a little bit about that? What are the tools that the Smart Hub can actually help members use to save on the electric bill?
Yeah, so we like to tell people that, there's an app for that. It's called MyREC Smart Hub. So if you have a mobile phone, you can go onto your App Store or your Google Play Store, and you can download the MyREC Smart Hub mobile app, and it allows you to take control of your electric bill. You can log in. If you don't have an account already for Smart Hub, it's very easy to create one. You just need your electric account number. But once you're logged in, you can see your electric bill. And more importantly than that, we have a lot of really great tools that look at how you're using electricity. And a lot of people don't really think about how they're using electricity or how many different things that they're doing within their home or their business. So the Smart Hub tool allows you to see that and to see potentially if there's anything that's unusual that's happening in your home. So for example, I just had to replace my water heater. And if I look at my energy use, I can see where the water heater may have been working harder than it normally would have when it wasn't failing. And that helps you to identify a problem before it causes an unexpected expense. And we've had members who've been able to use that tool as well and have identified a problem with their HVAC system working harder than it needed to. So that's one of the great advantages of it. And we also have a lot of additional tips for members. But the most important thing is it really just puts all of your electric information in the palm of your hands and lets you become more informed about how you're using electricity, ways that you might be able to reduce your electric use and then save money. And you can also set alerts to trigger you to check on things or to be aware if you're using more than you want to use. So it's a really great tool, very beneficial, and we recommend that all of our members use Smart Hub.
And also easy to understand as well.
It is, yes, very easy to understand.
Well, we've gotten so many great tips from you today, Casey, and I'm sure all the members of Rappahannock Electric Co-op are already going to be writing all these down and trying to save money, especially looking at that Smart Hub app. So thank you so much for being on today. Now, if anybody has any questions, needs more information or help with their system, what's the website that they can go to?
Our website is myrec.coop. And I mentioned before, we also have our local member service representatives and local employees at our regional offices. So you can always give us a call, and that number is 1-800-552-3904.
Thank you so much, Casey. I appreciate having you on again, and I can't wait to bring you back on so we can get people to save more money.
Great. Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that'll do it for In the Community this week. If you are a nonprofit and need to bring attention to your cause or organization, please reach out through this station's website, and we will see you next week.